Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Valsa Williams with the Midday News. The headlines. Two-day conference of governors presided by President Draupadi Murmu begins at Rashtrapati Bhavan. Search operations in full swing at landslide hit Wayanad in Kerala. Death toll reaches 300. Relief and rescue operation continue in Uttarakhand to evacuate stranded pilgrims at Kedarnath Dham. Also, search operation for missing people continues in Himachal Pradesh. U.S. President Joe Biden reaffirms commitment to Israel's security against all threats from Iran. In Paris Olympics, Indian archery mixed team enters quarterfinals. Shuttler Lakshya Sen to face Chinese Taipei's Chou Tien in men's singles badminton quarterfinals this evening. In cricket, India to take on hosts Sri Lanka in first ODI of three-match series in Colombo in a short while from now. The two-day conference of governors began at Rashtrapati Bhavan today. President Draupadi Murmu is presiding over the conference. This is the first conference of governors being presided over by President Murmu. Governors of all states are attending the conference. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and several union ministers are also attending the conference. The agenda of the conference includes the implementation of three criminal laws, reforms in higher education and development of focused areas. Governors will deliberate these agenda items in various breakaway groups. In the concluding session, these groups will make presentation before the President, Vice President, Prime Minister and other parties. Participants. In Kerala, search operations are on a war footing in the multiple landslides hit Wayanad. The massive disaster that struck on Tuesday had reportedly claimed nearly 300 lives so far. A report from our correspondent.
On the fourth day of the search operations led by the armed forces, four persons were rescued by the army from the Padivittukundu area. The survivors, that included a woman and a girl, were airlifted. The search is currently being conducted in the worst hit regions of Churalmala, Mundakai, Attamala, Chalia River Coast, etc. There are more than 1,500 rescue workers in 40 teams. Search operations are progressing with the help of heavy machines, sniper dogs, etc. Amidst the huge pile of displaced soil and rock boulders and uprooted trees, the construction of the Bailey Bridge by the army in the region had facilitated the movement of machines and equipment into the area swiftly. Authorities had informed that all measures will be taken to find the missing persons. Over 9,000 people are there in the 91 relief camps in Wayanad presently. Mayusha with reports from Arun from Wayanad for Akashvani News.
In Karnataka, the Bruhat Bengaluru Mahanagara Palike today dispatched two trucks carrying relief materials for the landslide-affected people of Wayanad in Kerala. The officers and staff of the municipal corporation contributed a total donation of 25 lakh rupees for arranging relief materials for the victims of the landslides. The Karnataka government has deputed Labour Minister Santosh Lad and two IAS officers to supervise the relief measures. Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan has said the Supreme Court's observation on no systemic breach of sanctity in NEET UG exam and therefore no re-exam vindicates the stand of the government. In a social media post, Mr. Pradhan said the government stands committed to tamper-free, transparent and zero-error examination system. He said, for ensuring the same, the government will implement recommendations of the High-Level Committee of Experts at the earliest once they are submitted. More than 95% villages in India today have internet access with 3G or 4G mobile connectivity. As per the data released by the Ministry of Communication, almost 6,13,000 villages have internet access as of April this year. The ministry also informed that total internet subscribers in the country have grown at a compounded annual growth rate of 14.26% from around 25 crore 16 lakh million in the past 10 years, including villages and Tier 2 and Tier 3 cities. Furthermore, India's ranking in average internet download speed has improved by 114 ranks from 130 in 2014 to 16 this year. A total of 9,922 messages were busted as fake news by the fact-check unit of the Press Information Bureau of the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting since 2019. This was stated by the Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting, Dr. L. Murugan. Replying to supplementaries in the Rajya Sabha today, the minister said the fact-check unit was established in 2019 and there is no plan to set its regional units. He said fact-check unit is in Delhi. Terming fake news as a social evil, the minister said fake news and misleading information must be controlled. Replying to a query of TMC MP on fake news, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said anything related to the Government of India, only the government can say whether it is correct or not. Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar said the media is the fourth pillar of democracy and it is a necessary asset of democracy. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued a red alert for extremely heavy rainfall over parts of Jharkhand, South Bihar, Sub-Himalayan West Bengal, North Chhattisgarh and East Madhya Pradesh. Talking to Akashwani News, IMD scientist Shoma Sen Roy said the West Peninsula region will face heavy to extremely heavy rainfall as the cyclonic circulation moves westwards from Gangetic West Bengal in the coming days.
Currently, monsoon is in active state over most parts of India. There is a low-pressure system over Gangetic West Bengal and adjoining Jharkhand. The associated cyclonic circulation is also very deep and slightly tilted southwards. This low-pressure area is likely to intensify and move northwestward along the monsoon trough.
In Uttarakhand, relief and rescue operations continue for the second day today to take the pilgrims stranded in Kedarnath Dham to safe places. More than 4,000 people have been rescued safely from Kedarnath till now. Our correspondent has reported that the rescue operation is being carried out more rapidly with the help of Chinook and Mi-17 helicopters of the Indian Army.
About 3,300 people have been rescued from the affected areas of Kedarnath and brought to Sonprayag with the help of NDRF, SDRF and police, while more than 700 people have been brought to safer places with the help of helicopters. Passengers are also being airlifted from Bhimbali and Lincholi and taken to Shirshi and Guptakashi. About 500 pilgrims are still stranded here. Due to rain and landslides, a Kedarnath Yatra has been stopped till further orders. The police have issued helpline numbers for the families of the pilgrims and local people stranded at various places in Kedar Valley. Necessary information can be obtained about stranded people by contacting mobile number 7579257572 and landline number 0136423-3387. Sakshi Singh, Akashwani News, Dehradun.
Meanwhile, Prime Minister Narendra Modi is constantly monitoring the Uttarakhand disaster situation. The Prime Minister's office has been apprised of the situation after heavy rains and landslides in the state. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today spoke to Chief Minister Dhami over phone and inquired about the disaster in various places of the state. During this, the Home Minister assured all possible assistance for the safety of the people of the state and the devotees. In Himachal Pradesh, the rescue operation resumed this morning to find the missing people due to heavy rains and cloudburst incidents in various areas in Himachal Pradesh over the last few days. Joint teams of NDRF, SDRF, police, Home Guard, Fire Brigade, etc. are carrying out the rescue operation. Meanwhile, four people trapped in the tunnel of Malana Dam in Kullu district have been rescued safely. Chief Minister Sukhvinder Singh Sukhu will also visit the disaster-affected area Samech. U.S. President Joe Biden discussed new American military deployments to counter Iranian threats of direct attack against Israel during a call with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu last night. The White House said in a statement that President Biden reaffirmed his commitment to Israel's security against all threats from Iran, including its proxy terrorist groups Hamas, Hezbollah and the Houthis. Our correspondent reports that the Israeli army has geared up for any Iranian assault against Israel after the assassination of Hamas political leader Ismail Haniyeh in Tehran on Wednesday.
Israeli intelligence sources suggest that a significant retaliatory strike could be imminent, potentially occurring within days. In response to these threats, Israel has heightened its defensive posture and is preparing offensive capabilities. Officials have stated that any significant attack will be met with a harsh response. The situation has drawn international attention, with the United States increasing its military presence in the region. A large-scale interception operation is being prepared in coordination with Israel and other allies. Vinod Kumar for Akashvani News, Dubai.
At the Paris Olympics, archers Ankita Bhagat and Dheeraj Bommadevra started the day on a positive note as they combined to beat Indonesia 5-1 to qualify for the quarterfinals of the mixed team event. Having won a historic 2 medals already, Manu Bhakar looks to qualify for a chance at an unprecedented third in the 25-meter pistol women's qualification precision, which is underway. Sailors Vishnu Saravanan and Netra Komanan, as well as golfers Shubhankar Sharma and Gaganjit Bhullar, continue their events today. The second half of day 7 will begin with hockey, where the men's team will take on Australia and look to bounce back to winning ways. Meanwhile, India's only shuttler left, Lakshya Sen, will take on Chinese Taipei's Cho Tien Chan in the men's singles quarterfinals. Towards the end of the second half, lots of athletics as Ankita Dhani, Paril Chaudhary and Tajinder Pal Singh Toor will feature in the women's 5,000 meter heats and men's shot put qualification respectively. In cricket, first one-day international of the 3-match series between India and Sri Lanka will be played in Colombo in a short while from now. The match will begin at 2:30 p.m. at R. Premadasa Stadium. Star Indian batters Rohit Sharma and Virat Kohli will be seen again in the action in blue jersey. Rohit Sharma-led squad will aim for another clean sweep as the young team India defeated the hosts 3-0 in the recently held T20 series. This will be the first ODI match for Team India in 2024. Wicketkeeper batsman Rishabh Pant is making a comeback in the ODIs after a gap of almost 2 years. It will be interesting to see whether he will directly replace KL Rahul or he will have to wait his turn. India could also give a chance to the uncapped pacer Harshit Rana in the playing 11. Fans are also eagerly waiting to see Virat Kohli at the crease, who has significant batting figures at Colombo with an average of over 100, including 4 tons. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today remembered the designer of the national flag and great freedom fighter Pingali Venkaya on his birth anniversary. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said the efforts of Pingali Venkaya in giving the nation the tricolour will always be remembered. The Prime Minister called upon people to support the Har Ghar Tiranga movement and unfurl the tricolour between the 9th and the 15th of this month. He asked people to share their selfies on portal harghartiranga.com. The Prime Minister will inaugurate the 32nd International Conference of Agricultural Economists in New Delhi tomorrow. He will also address the gathering on the occasion. The theme for this year's conference is Transformation Towards Sustainable Agri-Food Systems. The conference will highlight India's proactive approach to global agricultural challenges and showcase the nation's advancements in agricultural research and policy. The conference will witness participation of around 1,000 delegates from around 75 countries. Today is the holy day of Mahashivaratri in the month of Shravan. Devotees from across the country are reaching Shiva temples on this auspicious day. Our correspondent reports that the Kavariyas from various parts of the country are walking long distances to bring the holy water of River Ganga to offer to Lord Shiva.
Since morning, devotees are offering Jalabhishek and doing Rudrabhishek Puja while chanting hymns of Har Har Mahadev. The Kavariyas from various parts of the country are walking long distances to bring the holy water of River Ganga for offering to Lord Shiv. Officials in various districts of Uttar Pradesh like Meerut, Baghpat, Saharanpur, Muzaffarnagar are honoring the Kavariyas by showering flower petals from helicopters. The state government has ensured adequate arrangements for the security and the facility for the smooth conduct of the Kavan Yatra that will continue throughout the month of Shravan. Tanveer Fatima, Akashvani, Lucknow.
And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. 2-day conference of governors presided by President Draupadi Murmu begins at Rashtrapati Bhavan. Search operations in full swing at landslide hit Wayanad in Kerala. Death toll reaches 300. Relief and rescue operation continue in Uttarakhand to evacuate stranded pilgrims at Kedarnath Dham. Also, search operation for missing people continues in Himachal Pradesh. U.S. President Joe Biden reaffirms commitment to Israel's security against all threats from Iran. In Paris Olympics, Indian archery mixed team enters quarterfinals. Shuttler Lakshya Sen to face Chinese Taipei's Zhou Tian in men's singles badminton quarterfinals this evening. In cricket, India to take on host Sri Lanka in first ODI of three-match series in Colombo in a short while from now. And with that, we end the midday news.